Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, live from Las Vegas. October 9th, 2018. Hope everybody's enjoying the weather out there. It's absolutely beautiful in Las Vegas. Right? Yeah, exactly.
A little bipolar.
Hosting along with myself tonight, we have Justin Griffiths.
How you doing, Michael?
Nice to see you, man. We have also, which is always a pleasure to have you here, co-hosting. We like you in here because we don't know when Justin's going to pop in or out. So.
Exactly. I raced over here because the champ is in the house.
Yeah, exactly.
The champ is in the house.
Rob Street Racing, Rob Street from Rob Street to Racing Photography. Thank you for being here.
Oh, you're welcome.
And make sure you hit up his Facebook page and get your photos.
Get my photos. So. Got a photo of the champ coming up here in a minute.
Yeah, there you go. And, of course, last but not always least, the man on a mission, Gary Wyatt.
How you guys doing?
Not too bad.
Thanks for coming back in, Jeremy.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
And hold on. Oh. Let's start the show with I Told You So.
That's the one that I'll accept.
Or
the only one in my life that I'll accept.
Our guest
can tell me all day long.
Our guest tonight, the LVMS Super Late Model Champion, I can say now, Jimmy Parker Jr. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for being here.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
No doubt, man. Gary, he was waiting to tell you, I told you so.
That's right.
Ever since you left this last show.
Yeah. I've been waiting to come back and share. So, yeah, it's cool. It's a surreal moment. Got to thank all the guys that helped me out through the year. It was all credit to them, you know.
Well, you know, obviously, it's a tough road leading up to it, and obviously you were in a tough points battle up until coming up to the last show you were in. I think it was July before the break, knowing going into the second half of the season,
right,
where you're gonna end up.
It's definitely stressful. I probably could say in a joking way that I'd never want to run for a season or championship ever again. But you know, maybe it would make it easier having one under the belt, you know. Maybe there wouldn't be so much stress, but you never know.
You know, and that brings up a valid point of anybody who's raced, especially at one track like this, to be in the points battle, because that really puts a burden on you and your team to perform. You know?
Right. And, you know, in a way, I mean, I said this car was my midlife crisis. I quit racing there for a while, I want to say close to 5 years, 6 years, maybe even 7 years. But I wanted to go back,
right,
and I wanted to do it the right way. I didn't know I would ever run for a season.
Right.
So, you know, the car was my midlife crisis. I just wanted to be able to compete with the best. And then I got lucky enough that Tom Clift and NHTSA Electric came on board, wanted to run the whole year. And we got some good finishes. And so in a way, I guess, I think the championship was a midlife crisis. It's so much relief. I've got a lot of buddies around me that have really, really good resumes. Dustin Ash,
right,
Justin Johnson, you know, guys, just huge wins, lots of championships. And, you know, I've always thought of myself that I could beat them. They beat me definitely more times than I beat them. But
sometimes that's the challenge. Individually, we each need to get the next step.
Right.
You know?
And so in a way, my resume doesn't look like those guys, but I'm content with mine. You know,
you know,
I'd like to have some bigger race wins, but.
Well, you know what? A championship definitely speaks a lot for itself. So congratulations on that. And, you know, a lot of times it's that hurdle. Once you get past it, the wins, I'm sure, will come more frequently and more easily in the future. But
right,
like you said, you're surrounding yourself by people that know what they're doing.
You know, like I said in an interview, you know, I said I surrounded myself with champions. I was the only non-champion on the team. You know, Tom Clift, even, you know, he won a championship as a driver on the dirt. So if any way, this was his first asphalt one, which
amazing,
was cool. But it was a very special moment, or special night, special month, because we locked it up early. We got to, I guess, party twice, you could say.
What was that like going into that race, or coming out of that race, I guess, knowing that you locked in? Was it a lot of relief?
Yeah,
what did that do?
It was a big stress reliever. The only stress I had on my shoulders this last weekend was bring the car one piece because open comp's 2 weekends around the corner. Right.
And I guess that's a good point because you still want to keep the car intact for a big race coming up.
I don't
want to
put
money
fingers on it.
That decision came back a little bit to haunt him when there was a little bit of discrepancy at the end of the race.
Unfortunately, I didn't see.
There was a discrepancy.
The sixth car, he jumped out. He actually spanked us all. He almost lapped me in fourth. Come to find out, his car was not legal for the bullring season.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Legal for open comp.
Right.
So they were testing for open comp. So they did good on that. But, yeah, Chris Klein was awarded the win.
Did they go out there and not say they were going out there just to kind of run for the open comp and then got caught? Or did they?
Because he even said it in his interview.
Okay.
The second to last race that they were testing for open comp.
Okay.
And I think it was just something that was swept under the rug kind
right.
of thing until the hoods come off in tech.
Sure.
And then it was plain as day that they had that
or something else.
Right.
Like
which, you know, you can't blame him too much. He had nothing to lose that night. He wasn't
right.
going to lose any points. I think he finished fifth in points or something.
But and that wouldn't affected you personally anyway.
Right.
Anyways,
right.
So
exactly.
Maybe
so,
you should have tested for open comp. Put your stuff in.
Well, we were testing for open comp. We just found out there's been some rules that supposedly have been the same for the last 4 to 5 years.
But has
they
changed?
But I'm pretty sure if we asked 3/4 of the competitors,
right.
they would say that they didn't know about these rules for the last 5 years. So I just found out that I've, probably got another $5,000 to $10,000 I could go spend on my car to go race these guys at open comp.
Yeah, speaking of money to spend on things, you think the Gear Clift will help me run a Bando championship?
All you got to do is ask, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
get hurt.
And we already came on board as Rob Street's sponsor. We offered $5 to
him. Yeah, exactly.
When the
Gary
comes up.
Gary Clift can double that.
We'll get as many $5 sponsors on that one car as possible.
Yeah, we'll get 100
people.
There you go.
There we go. I think there's enough space on there for that.
Everybody's like, where's my picture?
Hey, we'll one up it. We'll
give you, for
we'll give you $6. We'll get the little bigger sponsor spot.
Yeah.
How about that? Now, you know, that's
between me and Mike.
That's right. You know, that brings up a good point with the rule changes and stuff like that. I mean, knowing that Fabozzi walked away with what he had. Open your guys' eyes to see, hey, we got a few things we got to do before we go into the open comp.
The things that he had on the car, we've wanted to put on our car all year long. As a matter of fact, he had them at the beginning of the year, and we saw it,
right.
and it said something to the officials. And then the officials basically took a vote on if our competitors
sure.
wanted it legal or not, and we voted. Everybody voted no. In a way, I wanted to be legal because I wanted all my car,
sure.
obviously. It's more so in favor of the tour rules, and I want to go play with the SRL series. So if anything, I just wish our race director would have told us at the beginning of the year
right.
that it's not legal for the season, but you can have it in an open comp, so if you want to run it, you can.
Well,
we could have bought it, you know, mid-season or whatnot,
right.
but now it's like 2 weeks to get it
yeah.
in, so we'll see. It's still a fun weekend to go out there and try
Absolutely.
To
that,
get
that,
the
that
win.
To me, is one of the best races of this. Of the
and you
season,
could have you
so.
Could have the best car ever, best driver ever. Doesn't
yeah.
mean that you're going to go win it.
Oh yeah.
You know, you still have to have a little luck on your side.
Do you think like if they made the rules a little more open to the touring series, like the SRLs, you'd get more cross?
You know,
before
racing? I raced a season at the Bullring, I always said that they should just to kind of get all mm-hmm. kinds of cars to come in. I guess now running a season, I kind of feel bad for guys that don't have the stuff.
Sure.
You know, we were out there all year long supporting the Bullring, and then it comes down to this $15,000 to win race, and
right.
it's almost like, well, I got a 10th place car, and if 9 cars crash out, I might have a shot at it.
Right.
So it's kind of like, what do? Who do you accommodate, right? Do you accommodate the guys out of town? Do you accommodate the guys in
that,
town?
That is a tough call.
Maybe
absolutely.
There's a 50-50, you know. Yeah. I don't really care as long as they had like a weight break. You know,
right.
For instance, Tyler and I pretty much have the same car. He just had a couple pieces
sure.
on his car that I don't have, but we're going to have to weigh the same for open comp.
Absolutely.
Like why?
Right.
Let's take 25 pounds off my car, 30
yep.
pounds off
right.
my car, you know?
Yeah, at least
so
kind of equal it up.
If anything, I wish they would at least play with the weight rules.
Do you think, I mean, that's tough too. Do you think it should be something like, hey, we I don't know. You get your rear wheel dyno, and then that determines what rate weight you fall under, or something like that. Or
true, but in a way, like a cambered rear end, you're not going to see that on a dyno,
right.
You know. And
well,
a cambered
true,
rear
too.
End, and you know, people always ask, does it really help? Well, we camber our front tires, don't we?
Absolutely.
For a reason.
Oh yeah.
You know, there's a reason why they're cambering the rear wheels. You know.
Yeah.
So it's anything and everything that you can to get an advantage on somebody, and it just, you know, myself, and I thought I came out with the best car possible. You know,
right.
The Fabozzi came out with a little bit better than mine, you know, and it's not that it's set up better or anything. It's just got a little bit better pieces on it,
right.
You know, type of thing. My dad is a setup guru, you know,
right.
the guy,
absolutely.
He's very smart. I would be nothing without him,
sure.
And the rest of the guys on the team. So I know I got all the right pieces to the puzzle. There's just a couple other things that could help, you
right.
know.
Well, at least, you know, you kind of see the direction you need to go to, and you already know.
Correct.
So that helps a lot, you know. I don't
right.
know. And that, again, that Open Comp was, to me, one of the best races of the season. So it's good to see
true.
Guys like yourself go into it. Points aside, everything aside, it's a money
it
race,
is, yep.
you know.
Before I had the championship, I said I either want a championship or an Open Comp win
there you
before
go.
I hang the helmet up, you know.
But, you know, and absolutely, that Open Comp does bring in the best of the best.
It does.
So it's going to be a great battle again, like it always is, and it could go to anybody, you know.
Like,
you know, we had guys out there like Lenny White, you know, dominate that thing a couple different times.
Yeah,
and then
2 years
the,
in
yeah.
a row, I think he did.
Yep, absolutely. And now this year it's going to be Jimmy Parker Jr. dominating for the next 2 years. No.
I'm just waiting for Gary to say
yeah.
I told you so.
And then you can tell him, like, oh, see, that's the good luck he's waiting for. So
yep.
It's like going out there with your good luck charm. Hey, I did this and this happened. You know?
Chuck Giver. Tigavera just popped in on Justin's and says, not enough pay for the bull ring to bring tour guys in as regulars.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
you know,
Chucky's a local guy. He, you know,
yeah.
he understands too.
Well, that's a tough one because they had that same issue like with the modified. You know, you try to bring in the Lucas Oil tour guys in
exactly.
and it just didn't work.
Yeah,
know,
I mean,
so.
Say we make all the tour guys happy and we piss all
yeah.
the local guys
yeah,
out, right?
Exactly.
And then you don't have local guys showing up.
And the local guys are who's bringing the fans in. It's their families mostly. You know, like
right.
when you get the tour guys, how often do they bring in the people buying the beer and the hot
right.
dogs and,
yep.
and things to bring in money?
Well,
yeah,
you actually got 100
souvenirs. And
that's a good point.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's good. And it's good they have an open comp like this. So when the tour guys do want to come in, it does give them, you know,
mm-hmm.
an opportunity to
exactly.
race on that track and the local guys to step up their game and,
exactly.
and race against
somebody. Now, if you guys get on that K&N, you know, because they actually have the thing going on in NASCAR that they're talking about, bringing in the East and West, kind of putting them together and putting them on the local tracks. I know they're going to be not local tracks, but the small tracks under a mile. And they're going to, it's going to be a different part of the tour, I guess, you know, like it's not going to be part of the West points. It's not going to be part of the East points, but they're going to put them together and they're going into the tracks that have been closed up. They used to run the big
mm-hmm.
NASCAR tracks, the ones that are closed. And they're talking about bringing that back up with those. So
that would be
fun. You get, you know, Bullring on there for, you know, even if they do it every 3 seasons,
mm-hmm.
you know, you just get on the docket.
Right
for that, you know, and
well, I think you know, with the K&N, you know, they got to see that the grassroots tracks are
mm-hmm.
where these
exactly.
all these races came from in the upper echelon,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether it's dirt or asphalt, you know. And,
yeah,
and
then
I
you
think,
try not to run it on the night of UFC when they're jumping out of the ring. I didn't hear about it until afterwards because I was with Jimmy and his fits celebrating his championship.
Well, we're waiting for the same UFC fight in the bobber to race
yeah.
out of the track, too. So
I was
I
ready
know.
With my camera. I was ready.
No. We'll get to that in a minute. But right now, we're here about Jimmy Parker Jr. and his championship. So, you know, going again, I was saying that coming out of that championship, knowing that you locked it in, what was your team's demeanor going into this next race? Obviously you want to go out there and win, but you
right.
want to cheer your stuff up, like you said, going into the open comp. Was it kind of a practice for open comp just to,
yeah,
you know,
it was a practice for open comp, but that whole weekend, I think that finally felt like race number two.
Did it feel good?
It did.
Yeah.
We didn't have to stress anymore. I mean,
yeah.
it was locked up. We
yeah, that's always fun.
We didn't even have to be at the last one,
right.
you know? I told Pops, I said I was really looking forward to sitting in the stands and cheering on Scotty Gafferini to get himself another trophy. But, yeah, we said, let's just do a little open comp testing. And we'll go out and play. But it was a fun weekend. It was stress free, you know, and then we got to celebrate at the end.
So you guys did that kind of bring up anything for what you're possibly going to do next year? Is that still kind of going to take
some
time and figure out?
Yeah, it was almost like we just kind of worried about the next race. So sure. We just started talking about open comp. I just wanted to bring up one thing about that night being special. You know, when we were down in the victory lane, all the champions were down there and we're doing our speeches or whatnot. And I was the last one to go, and I didn't think I'd get emotional, but as I was thanking everybody, you know, I got emotional, drew a blank, and felt really bad because I said, man, I'm trying to name everybody. I drew a blank.
Right.
I apologize.
That's tough.
But then the announcer goes over to Tom, the sponsor,
mm-hmm.
and he interviews him as well, and Tom gets teary-eyed.
Oh.
And I knew how special it was to me because I got right. emotional, but when I looked over and I saw Tom getting teary-eyed, I saw my dad getting teary-eyed. It wasn't about me anymore.
Right.
It was like, man, I'm glad that Tom and my dad,
right.
you know, they did this. We all did this out of pure passion. Nobody got paid anything. Everybody was volunteer. Like I said on this last show, Garrett Wallace, one of my crew guys, I got to get him in contract for life because this guy, he puts in his own time.
Right.
He comes to my house Tuesdays, Thursdays nights. He lives across town. He lives on the east side, and I live over here by Aliante.
Yeah.
And he drives over, doesn't let me give him gas money. You know, he'll come over and he'll be like, hey, I got this new piece for the car. How much is it? I'll pipe it.
Right.
You're not paying for it. I'm like, so guys like him, Garrett Wallace, my dad, Jim Parker, Jeff Connors was my spotter all year. For the most part, I'd say 80%. Then I had Ken Ash spotted for me a race. Charlie Wall spotted. I had Chuck Wall build me some upper control arms. So just a lot of people, the whole Cliff family, like I said,
sure.
Probably still missing some names here. You know, my wife, she's a huge supporter.
Right,
she,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Who was that spotter for Gary again? on that last lap?
Yeah.
He raced, 51? Was it your 50 laps?
The 50 laps,
yeah.
He was
going
to lap
51. Yeah.
Well, that was a guy that plays in the SRL. I don't want to name any names, right? But he plays in SRL, and I'll tell you one thing. When the caution comes out in SRL, they race to the green.
Yeah,
they race
to
the
green.
Checkered.
Yeah.
It's race
right.
to the checkered, actually. When the caution
oh,
comes
okay.
out on the green,
yeah,
it was race to the checkered. So I can't blame him too much, you know.
No, that was funny. I just go, what, Johnny, you made Oh, Johnny, you didn't make it. No, you
but
can't.
There was another guy I can thank, Sigma Solutions and Joe Farre.
Yep. Yeah. We've heard that name.
But, yeah, I just – if the guys are listening, I really can't thank you guys enough. I can have my moments where I thank you guys good, and then I can have my moments where I draw blanks and I don't give you the justice that you deserve. But thanks, boys. Thanks, 92 team. You guys are
–
I apologize, but I say you're the shit.
A lot of work those guys put in the cars and the pits. And that's why I go out of my way to go get pictures.
You know what?
And everybody gets the cars.
A guy with your character shows, you know, and that's why these guys continue to help guys like yourself.
You're right.
My
pop said – text me one day, something
sure.
like that. It's something that, you know, takes a good personality or whatever,
right.
whatever he wanted to say. I guess these guys just have no one else that they can go racing with, I think. I'm the lucky one that they pick. So
let's go help Jimmy. He needs help.
You know what? Even if you didn't win the championship, I'm sure they would still be there for
you,
know
what?
No matter
they
what.
They just
know
I can't do it by myself. They know how special I am, right? Every one of them will have to babysit me. And, you know, we had some Cliff family from Orange Show in town this last weekend.
Oh, that's cool.
They kept praising me, and I kept telling them, like, man, if you guys really, I could just about get any driver to get in that car, and we can get them to go around this track fast. It's not me. It's that car. And it just proves it, all the guys deserve the credit.
It's
a blind squirrel can find a nut every once in a while. I found some nuts this year. I'll tell you that. But those other guys, they're good.
And then them guys would all probably say, hey, we can do this to the car, but it takes a driver to get it there, too. And
if I'm standing around, they might tell me I'm all right. But if I'm not standing around, I'm sure they can have other better drivers that they can pick from.
Well, you'll know if you don't get the call next year.
Then I know
what's going on. The schedule's out. I haven't heard from anybody.
No. Yeah, how come I'm in the X?
No.
Right.
I booted from my own guy.
Yeah, speaking of the SRL, is that something you said, you know, you might want to go dabble into a little bit, or certain tracks that you kind of have your eye on?
I guess if I had it my way next year, I'd like to do, you know, maybe 6-ish, 7 races, but I'd like to go out of town and do them, like the Montana 200s, the Winter Showdown, you know, go do open comps,
right,
you know,
there
in
you
other
go.
States. And I just like the 3-day weekends, a practice day, a practice
right.
and qualifying day, and then a race day, you know. Yeah. Seems to be maybe it's stressful, but maybe it's not as stressful doing it all in one day when you got to
right.
practice, you got to go qualify, you got to
right.
you got to think about everything that you got to do in that one day, where the open comp type stuff a little delayed. So, but I enjoy those. I kind of want to, you know, drag the family along and kind of just
sure get out. Get
my
out
dad
of town,
went to the
yeah.
Montana 200 this year with
no
Wayne, and
cool.
he
yeah.
sent me pictures, and they stayed in a cabin, you know,
yeah.
and. I was born and raised in Vegas, so I'm used to seeing these
right.
dirt hills.
I'm like, yeah,
you
can
go race with those grass, you know, and where the scenery, I'm getting older, so start liking other things,
right?
You know? Like, grass is cool looking, you know,
yeah,
as a 10-year-old, you're going
to
grass
the family
grass,
too,
right?
Like.
But yeah, so that's what I'd like to do, is just go check out some bigger races and see what we can do, I guess.
You know,
have
that,
fun.
And that does bring out a lot of different talents in not only yourself, but your team and all that, going to these different tracks, because you're tackling a new battle every track you go to, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, and
as a matter of fact, the crew guys have an excuse every new track that we go to.
There you go.
They can just say, "Our driver's never been here, that's why he sucks."
Yeah, you know, he's got to learn this track. The car's fine.
He's all right at the boom. He's going to take some laps to figure this place out.
You know, that's one thing too. Like when you go out to these different tracks, you obviously want to look for the guys that know what they're doing out there and kind of see what lines and all that. But some of these other tracks offer 2 or 3 different fast lanes, you know.
Right.
So how do you set your car up? You know, and I think that's something that.
Yeah, I guess at that point, like say if I was to go to Tucson, you know, I would just I just watch a bunch of videotapes and see where the guys are running. I've been down there a couple times with Dustin Ash, so.
Yep.
I've been pulling the secrets out of Dustin's head. He only gives me what he wants to give me, but
sure.
still, I'll take what he'll give me.
Yeah, well, there you go. Take the best of the best. You know, I've only been down there once, but I've seen 5 wide racing down there.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's such a multi-lane track. It's amazing.
Right.
And they're all fast.
That's cool. It's something that I don't want to go do. The bowling,
right.
it's a cool track. It's fun. It produces
good
some good driving and good drivers. But yeah, it would be fun to be able to go to a multi-group track, and if someone gets under you, be able to race them on the outside for 5, 6, 10 laps or so.
Do you look towards maybe like the half mile tracks and stuff like that too? Maybe a little bigger, or do you not mind the quarter miles and the
being a car owner, I'm not too big of a fan of the quarter miles.
A lot more doors.
Yeah,
side by side.
I mean, I'll race a quarter mile all day long. Somebody else.
Let's say Havasu, for instance. You know, you got 2 lanes there and I don't see a lot of cars getting too damaged down there, you know, but there's
right.
side by side racing
yeah,
down there.
I've never
That's
been to
cool
Havasu,
mile.
But that would probably be a cool track to go to.
It's a winter series down there, by the way, so you got plenty of racing left. Yeah.
They run super late models or late models?
Well, they run late models, yeah.
Yeah.
Not the supers.
I don't
obviously
know if they like
different.
My engine down there.
they do have, you know, I don't know if their rules can accommodate, let's say, super late model from Vegas, but I know they have some different weight penalties and things that they add on to make it.
Pretty sure it's Havasu. I've heard nothing but good things about
yeah.
that promoter.
Yep.
About, you know, he'll do whatever he
oh,
can
yeah. Bill,
to accommodate.
Bill and, yeah, Bill down there, he's a great guy. You know, I've never been down there and not felt welcome. You know, they go out of their way to make sure you're
that's,
welcome down there.
And
that's really
yeah,
cool.
I hear the same thing about Orange Show.
Yep,
you know?
Orange Show.
As a matter of fact,
great
the family
track.
We had in
yeah.
town, they praised these other tracks because
sure.
how they did, they made them feel so welcome, you know. And
obviously Orange Show has a history behind it too, the length of time it's been there. And that's something that Gary's actually from that area.
Yep.
Riverside.
Yep.
So,
Riverside.
Orange Show.
San Bernardino.
Yeah, that's where the cliffs are
yeah.
from too, that area.
So there's a lot of
so
racing
if
families.
If you go race down
there,
you got a cameraman. I'll just jump in the back. You need to feed me, though. Trust me, that's one of the things that I got to worry about, making sure that my crew is happy.
Exactly.
If they're fed, they're happy.
Happy-ish.
Happy-ish. Then they expect me to go out and win practice, win qualifying, win the race. And,
exactly. You got things you need
no
to get
pressure,
done.
You know, no pressure at all. They just expect number one.
Oh, yeah.
Food. Yeah,
food.
Exactly,
food.
Right?
Oh, well. This last race, did you get a chance to watch some of the other races out there? I know there's a championship night for everybody. So
yeah, I you know, as a kid growing up out at the Bullring Racing Legend Cars, I got in trouble a lot for coming into the pit, getting out of the car, and just taking off. So, yeah, I don't know if that finally just sunk in with me or not, but I have a hard time leaving my pit area.
No way.
Okay. Maybe because I feel like if there's something to do, you can get it done, and you're watching the race, you can't. But
right.
I did want to go up and watch that bomber race. All the action in the talk from there. You know, I didn't have any favorites. As a matter of fact, I could probably only tell you that I know Vinny Ricci,
right.
And that's about it. And Mike Skinner in the Bombers.
Right.
But
I didn't even name them wrong.
What's that?
Mark
Skinner. Mark, Mike.
I've been ripped with Mark Skinner
yeah.
for 5 years
yeah.
or so.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mike.
I love you, Mike. But anyway, yeah, just with all the action that had gone on from the race before,
tied in points. You know, that –
Yeah,
like you were lucky enough to be locked in
yeah,
a race before.
I was sitting there wondering, what are these guys feeling
yeah,
like?
Yeah, I thought they were both classy because when I pulled into the track on Saturday, they Kyle was out over talking to Vinny, and they were at the cards talking. What are we going to do?
I
jumped out of my truck thinking
they're
going to fight. I was like, all right, got my camera. I saw
Vinny during the week, you know. And
yeah,
he was
all
classy
about
it.
Senior, and he
was
all about just going and winning the race. He
yeah.
wasn't, you know, he didn't talk
no.
about anybody at all.
And I think after that race night, you know,
adrenaline. That's all it was.
Like,
it was adrenaline.
You know, nobody's out there to cause any problems with each other.
Right.
But I did
normally.
Like that.
You know what it
idea
is?
Of,
it's passion and it's adrenaline.
Exactly. Absolutely.
And the hashtag,
everybody puts the hard work into their stuff, and,
mm-hmm.
and it shows, obviously.
Yeah.
So.
But the hashtag Free Michael Miller one was pretty fun.
those t-shirts were going to sell.
Well, it's always Michael Miller's fault.
Miller,
so,
we all know Miller.
Right.
Miller is not innocent.
Well,
you know more than most.
I would say when I heard that, I said, "Well, it's not the first time." we got into an altercation back in.
Not
him and I personally. we got into it with Adesanya on the track, and Miller wanted to see how big a boy he was.
Yeah. Talk about adrenaline rush! That's Michael Miller after a race.
Yeah, I think that's where maybe this year. My grandpa was riding with me because I've never been about patience or anything like that. It's something my wife has preached to me since day one I've met her. You need more patience. You need more patience.
Right.
And that's all I heard this year was you got this crazy amount of patience in the car. And I'm like, well, that's weird. I don't feel it. I'm not thinking it. I think it's my grandpa. But anyway, you know, I was talking to a crew guy about fights after this last race. The race promoter. And I was telling him how I tried to grow up this year. I tried not to be a hothead like I usually am. I tried to think about situations before reacting. I didn't always succeed, but I was better than previous years. And then the race promoter told me, he goes, you know, that's one good way to look at it. He said, but the other thing, it's pure passion and adrenaline that kicks in. That's why all these guys. And I said, you know what? You're right.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got so much love for the car, your situation,
sport,
that you're
yeah, everything.
Yeah,
you got into that thing. No,
it's like your wife. You don't touch her.
Back off.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like the left side of my car. It's tire mark free.
Right.
You know, the right side, it's a little on the beat up
yeah,
side.
Yeah, we've actually pulled his car around and for the championship photo of the team photos. We actually pulled the car up, pulled it back in with the good shiny
side.
Yeah. The good side. And those pictures came out well.
I just like to tell people that. I was like, yeah, you just see that when you get under me, I race you. I won't chop you. There are other guys out there, they'll chop you.
You know, like what Gary usually says, it's racing first and then wife second. So that's why she travels a lot. Yeah. You know,
stops in to see how my car is doing.
And talking about family, one of my favorite pictures of the whole weekend was where his wife, who's nine months?
Nine months pregnant.
I made her go stand in front of that car. And
that's cool.
I got her and the other woman right there and the new kid, you know, with Jimmy on. That's one of my favorite pictures.
It is, yeah.
And it was completely dark out there. I mean, so when I'm looking through the viewfinder, I'm just guessing where they're at. And it's like, oh, cool, that came out.
Yeah, I was looking at it last night, and And I just thought, man, I don't know. I like to put pictures, you know, in my garage and in my rooms or whatnot.
Cool.
Exactly.
So I told the wife, I said, I wanted to blow it up and put it in our room. Just,
yeah,
you know, I don't know if you're ever having a down day or something, and you have a memory you can look at or something.
Exactly.
At least for me.
Or when the kid paints, you know, on the wall,
yeah,
and he does something really evil, and you're like, yeah, I remember that picture.
That's where I'm being told, patient.
Patient.
Justin, take notes. Wake up.
Yeah, wake up.
You got to do it.
How is
it stereo?
I don't have any.
He's a zombie right now.
You know,
he
did have some karma come back because all his Buffalo whatever teams all won.
Yeah,
all his name teams all won his death. So that he got a little bit of karma back.
You know, and this is where I'm one of the luckiest guys. When my wife and I had our baby,
I just hear
the baby sounds on Facebook. There's baby sounds. Yeah, baby sounds. Yep.
I think I woke up twice to go feed my daughter. My wife did it every single time.
Wow.
It actually got to a point that I was sleeping through it, and I had 3 months into it, and I'm waking up going, wow, babe, she didn't wake up. She goes, no.
No.
You didn't wake up.
She's lucky you're handsome.
She never once, you know, tried to wake me up. She just,
that's cool.
She's my trooper.
Those are those moments you've got to think, man, what do I got to do for this woman to
exactly
make up for those times? I don't think there's anything you could really do.
Well, remember that check?
There's a life
for
a
chance.
Just
go
to the wife, by the way.
There's a life
back.
No, that's cool. Yeah, those moments are like, you know, they just can't think of enough things
Yeah, the other one I wanted to get was his dad. His dad was, you know, getting all emotional on the side, and go stand next to your son right now. No, he didn't want to get in the way because Scotty was, you know, doing the thing, and I'm like, they won't say nothing. We'll just ask forgiveness later.
That's my dad.
Yeah,
you know,
you can see it in his eyes.
You know,
in the photo.
He wants to do good, but he doesn't want the attention.
He doesn't want the attention. Mm-mm. So I made him go out there and go out there and enjoy it.
It's,
you know?
it's actually, I think, in a way, I'm kind of becoming like him.
Yeah.
As a kid, it was like,
he's such a good guy.
Yeah, I always said, too, I'd never be like my dad. And now he tells me I'm worse than him.
You ever see those commercials where they, you know, I'm turning into my dad? Who touched the thermostat?
Yep,
all this stuff.
He used to have these race cars, those that were banks and stuff, collectors.
Oh,
and
that's cool.
I'd play with him. He'd come home every time, and he knew that they were moved, and I was like, how? Does he have a camera in here?
Yeah, exactly.
Now I know.
Just knows, yeah.
Because you leave it a certain angle or whatnot, and it comes back, it's not there. It's
not
there. You know,
chalk mark
right
on the tire.
And you didn't realize he's saving that money to go racing.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, what I was saying, in a way, I was becoming like him, because when I was the kid running around trying to talk to everybody after practice, right, I wanted attention. But now I almost feel like him. Like, I want the trophy, but it's like, all right, that's it.
I don't want the attention.
Yeah, you know?
Well, that's humble, you know, being humble. And that, you know, like, and anybody who knows the Jimmy Parker name, you know, knows the greatness behind it, you know.
Any greatness behind it, I'd say that's all cause of Pops. I mean, he's the great one.
Well, it's the family. I mean, I'm talking about you and your family, your whole family. So.
I do have
in
one of
the
coolest families.
So.
You know, I got a, you know, my great grandma or great grandpa raced Jimmy Rollerson. My grandpa built engines. He got away with one drag race, but my grandma wouldn't let him do any more after that. And then my dad got into it.
Yeah, no,
you know what? She's a smart woman. She's one of the sweetest women I've ever met in my life. As a matter of fact, I, in a way, was like, I want to marry a woman like that,
right.
You know? And then when I did get married, I got to, I danced with my grandma, and my wife danced with my grandpa, and I told her, I said, we are the next Nana and Papa Parker.
Because
I feel like my wife is going to be
fill those
is just
big
like,
shoes.
Yeah, she's just,
that's really cool.
Just
did your
woman.
Grandpa bite the inside of his cheek? Like,
no, that's my mom.
Deep,
I don't know.
Deep thought. That's how I know Jim's in deep thought.
Yeah.
I'll look over and he's biting the inside of his cheek.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does it like,
I don't know why. As
you
matter,
just do it.
My wife,
especially during driver's
mom.
Meetings.
Yeah.
Well, you can't use the towel because it's a Tarkanian thing.
Yeah,
you want to fight the entire
inside of my mouth. You're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He doesn't even know he does it. And then later on, I'll
chew it. And yeah, Rob likes to get my photos doing it.
Yeah, yeah. Got you, kid.
My mom does it. And so I guess in a way, you know, she kind of
It's cool. I know
it's
when
always
I
when you're in deep thought. You don't do it. You just do it when you're not thinking about it. That's
right.
What I can tell. That, but that's the picture I want. Usually I can look over and I'll get a shot, maybe three shots before that. He's not got it in his cheek, but I know it's coming.
Right.
So I'll wait. There it is.
Rob broke the camera.
Thanks, Rob. Hey, going into this championship night, knowing it's a championship night, are there certain shots that you're all the different divisions?
All the different divisions.
Because it was a championship night for all divisions.
Yeah, and plus it's a lot of the car. This is the last time they're on the track, and these cars aren't going to look the same, and
right.
I wanted to make sure I at least got a couple of good racing
shots.
Some
guys move out of their divisions into some other divisions
like,
that won't ever go back to those.
Klein had a bunch of cars out there in the Banda division, so I was trying to get them. They were racing on track. I was trying to get them.
Plus, there might be guys like me that get sponsored stickers on last race of the year.
Yeah, exactly. And then Camden Larson was in a new car, and then he had Bullets, Barry's Bullets up from Utah.
Is he out of the Bando, by the way?
He's out of the Bando, and then he's got Barry's Bullets sponsoring him. And actually, I met the people from Barry's Bullets when the truck race was here because I did photos for them at the truck race for Nemechek.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, hey, I recognize that logo. And then they're like, hey, can you get these to the thing? I'm like, I already have his card. So
that's
I'll
cool.
make sure they get the – that's why you see that actual thing pop up that it I lost my mic at all. So I'm not on here at all.
Oh, wait, I hear you.
Okay. And,
which is probably a good thing, by the way.
And then all the kids that won championships. You know,
right.
You've got Caden Crouch won the championship. So I wanted to make sure that I was there. And then somebody proposed on track. You probably missed that because you were in your
No, I did see that. The
truck
car nosed up to the wall because I thought that was a wreck. You know,
yeah.
Like, wow, this must be a bad wreck.
No,
it was a red flag.
Exactly.
Red
so I don't know everybody because you hear Tim Richter say, "Rob straight to the tech barn, Rob straight to the tech barn." Everybody's, ooh, what
else
you
can do?
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, shit, I don't know what I did. You know, so I pissed somebody off.
Now,
you know, and
but
then
you didn't run, did you? You walked.
Oh no, I
stroll. Like 30-minute
stroll. I strolled over
there. 45 minutes. I'm only in turn one.
Have you ever missed winning the race? Track picture. You're not going
to
leave until I'm done.
So I strolled over there to find a picture of you running by.
I was funny.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, it was really cool how they did it. Is they had the groom. Man, he was all in tuxedo and everything, and he got out of the pace car, and then they brought down his soon-to-be fiance. Down from the stands, and you just see the look on her face, like, what are you doing? And he had flowers, and they had the painted Sheila, Will You Marry Me on the hood of the car, and that was really neat. So little things like that, like I have.
Was that
planned
before the race started?
That was right before race started.
Oh,
he pulled out. He right
okay.
before Superstock started.
Because I didn't really knew what was going on until
So I had to be.
On,
right?
So I had to be somewhere on the track. I mean, somewhere to where I could get there. So, you know, I said I was going to be there anyway because the way they did it, it was like, no, I'm fine because I'm going to be shooting the first couple of races. And then you guys do that. And the photos came out really well, you know, and then got that. And that's like a family thing. That's what I like. You know,
right,
it's like everybody gets the race cars. But, you know, maybe 15 years from now when they're having, you know, memory or whatever.
Right.
And they're saying, look, these are the pictures. And they came out good. And they weren't with somebody's iPhone. You know, that just drives me crazy when I – take a picture and then I see they use the iPhone picture. I'm like, yeah, thanks. Use this one. Or I hate when they crop my photos. Like they'll crop them. And it's like, you know, when I put that picture on there, I'm an artiste. And that's what I want on there. And then they'll crop them down. And I know some people, if you're a certain age, I know you're doing it on purpose. And then, but if you're over a certain age, I know you just don't know how to go like this on your phone and get the whole photo in there. Emilio.
No names.
No names. No, I'm just teasing. But no, there was all kinds because of all the different championships. And we got to mention all the different champions.
We'll let Justin do this.
Yeah,
asleep,
don't forget
so.
Anybody, Justin.
Go ahead, Justin.
Yeah.
I don't have it.
You need to get him in front of you.
Well, I'll just start by just congratulating all the champions.
Yeah, well, they're all great races, even that.
Yeah, it was, and it was cool because, you know, the Crouch family and the Larson family, I actually have known them a really long time. They were friends. They're friends with my brother up in Utah.
Oh, okay.
I've known them probably since I was 16, 17
oh,
years
wow.
old. So it was really cool. You know, it's cool to see Camden moving up into the Charger division or Street Stocks from a Bando. You know, that's awesome. You know, and it was cool to see Dave and his kid, Dave Crouch
and Caden
won
the championship.
Yeah, it was cool to see him celebrate with his son. I told his son, I said, I think he's like 16, he said. I said, how old are you? And he said, 16 years old. And I said, well, you're way better than me because I'm 32 and I just won my first championship.
Exactly. And what's David, the Crouch's other son's name? That he doesn't race, but I got a really cool picture of him running across the thing, just those random shots.
Right.
He didn't see me from a distance. He's like running back to go help.
Did you run after him?
No. There's a method to my madness. I caught the scene because I was strolling.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to be as excited or more excited, right?
If you're walking faster than the pitch, you're going to miss all these.
Was the street stock championship close? I think I heard today at work something about Mason was leading and might have won it if he didn't break.
Jax was leading by 15, I want to say.
I think it was 15
points.
He was a good amount.
Oh, okay.
But there was a chance, like if Jax broke, didn't finish last, and then he won, I think then he would have won the championship.
So I don't know what happened with Sargent. I'm not sure. I seen his car was sparking like three laps before, and all of a sudden he just lost it.
Because his modified was faster. He seemed faster in the modified than he did in.
And there you go. There's a couple super stock guys.
Yeah,
in the modified,
jumping
like
in
Sam
both
Jeff
cars, and then Nichols is doing that. Have you guys seen how quick Nichols has picked up in that bomber division since he started racing that modified?
That's one thing.
And that's a good point.
I met Zach at the beginning of the year, and him and his dad Alan, and they were brand new to this. He just jumped from a go kart, and they just put him in a modified, which is Dale's modified, and when
he went from racing
force,
Skinner in the back to racing
he,
up
he
front.
He was like back of the pack in the bombers, and he was all over the place. And then the middle of the year, he took off.
After two races in the modified, after four races in the modified, he was racing for the win in the bomber division. Right? I mean,
he was second in the bombers
second,
most of the night.
Yeah.
And that car hadn't been fast the whole year. Mm-hmm. And you can see it was definitely a driving style completely changed with him.
Yeah.
So driver does make a difference sometimes.
Yeah. And running second. And running second.
Make a difference.
And running second kept him out of that big melee from a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And that
seat time is important, you know, and to see what a purpose-built race car can do, and then you jump into a street stock or a bomber type, you know, stock car, you know, you go into it probably thinking a little different too, and racing different.
You were asking what I had going on, like during the modified race, what I was interested in. I made Joe DiGuevara put tape number 12 on the inside of the car, because when I'm shooting from the inside, you can't see, it's just a blank thing. It says 12 on the outside. Fans can see it.
Right.
I'm like, I don't want a blank sheet. So I made him put the 12 on there. And he's like, I just put this on this morning, you know, the whole side of the car. So it was all 3-inch numbers. They're about 12-inch numbers, but they slowly started peeling off. So each lap, he went from 12 to half
point two.
And I just slowly made it. So then I made a collage of, and that was him at speed, all those pictures. As his numbers peeled off,
they're really clear.
Yeah, they're really. They came out really clear.
I know.
His
numbers pulling off.
His numbers, and so each lap it would get a little bit worse, and then it started looking like the numbers shot across the two. So then it started looking like negative 14. So I put them all together. But no, get back to what you guys are just saying. That's what I was doing during the modified race. I was getting everybody else, and then here comes Joe.
There was a couple really close races. I don't know if you guys followed the legend cars. There was four guys that could have won that championship.
Oh, no way.
Wow. Yeah.
And it was Brendan Giannini, Jaron Giannini,
Michael Todd
Glaser,
from the
and
brothers.
Irwin.
Wow.
Yeah.
It came down to the two brothers, because the other two guys, you know, Irwin dropped out on like lap two.
Oh, yeah. Something happened to his car.
He
came on part by me.
And then Michael Todd Glaser got caught in that
Irwin
could have
won it?
Yeah. Did anybody have...
Did Irwin race the whole year?
Yeah,
Irwin pretty much raced the whole year because
he won so many races.
He kept coming back.
I was sending those photos
of his wins to legendsnations.com, and I was running out of angles. I was like, okay, we got the front, and then we did the other bumper, and then we did the back bumper, and then we did. And I'm like, I'm gonna have you stand on the roof at next.
I think his thing was he won so many
times.
Because
I had the same question. I saw him up in points. I was like, what? Did he race all year?
Yeah. Once he started.
Yeah,
so
he finished third
in the points.
Did he miss any races?
He missed a couple.
I think
but
he finished
two, so well.
Maybe two.
Wow.
But he was always up front.
That's why when I saw him fourth in points, I thought, what's going on? He must not have raced the whole year.
Yeah, he missed a couple.
I mean, when it started out, and then he kept going because I sent at least he won at least five races, I think, because I was running out. I was going to make him stand on the roof of his car for the next win because I needed another angle to send to the magazine.
That kid's a diehard racer. You don't see
to be
young
road
guys
course.
Be diehard racers.
Yeah.
And
all those guys
one.
Will be out the road. I'm looking forward to road course. I did the whole road course season last year, and I'm going to do
the
whole road course season this year. And I found out that open comp's the same day as the first day of road course. So it's going to be a long day for me.
They have the legend.
So you might be feeding me.
Year.
I might be coming by your pits to eat. road course. That's
Saturday.
Saturday.
So we'll make sure to have some Memphis.
Yeah, Memphis on Saturday because I'm going to go to the road course all day and just drive over for the bowling and be there till what? We get out of there at midnight.
Wow.
You know, so I'm not going to really have a chance. I'm not really, you know, have my bowling hot dogs. No, I think the same fire
safety
will be at both.
Maybe Mike Skinner will be working safety that weekend.
Before we run out of too much time, go ahead real quick and get to the camp.
Read off.
We just definitely want
to
make sure everybody gets
Hey, Justin, don't forget the Thunder cars.
We'll start with the Thunder cars because Chris Bosley won, but I want to give a shout-out to Doug Germano. I don't know if you guys followed that race.
That was a really good race.
Doug's usually not – out there and he's usually smiling if he finishes dead last, and it looked like he really wanted this race.
Right.
And he was racing harder than I've
ever
seen.
I was in the
flag
stand for that race, and that was the closest Thunder car race that of the year. You know,
all three of them
were just coming through.
Ed Homan, Chris Bosley, and Doug Germano, they put on a show. I don't know if they planned it to put on that show, but they definitely they made it look good.
Well, it's too bad that division,
and
suffered because it's
Spanky
a good division.
Spanky needed to win that race to win the championship.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It was fight. I mean, when they were coming out of turn four, every single lap, it was like, who's going to come out of four? Who's going to come out of four? And it was a great race. I was waiting for them to be a caution, and there was no caution, I don't think, in that race at all because Ed Holman spun out early in the race. So he was a little bit further back, and then he was making his way up because with those two fighting so much for the lead, he had a little chance to catch up each lap.
No,
each
he
lap.
Caught Doug on the final lap.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was a good
show.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
And then, of course, Jimmy Parker Jr.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Vinny Rucci, who is planned to be in next week,
he
took home the Bombers with a good race from Kyle Jacks. Doug Hamm locked it up early. Everybody loves Doug Hamm. I remember growing up out there cheering for him. So Sam Jacks, guest of the show last week, he locked up the Super Stocks. Cynthia Clark,
who's been
on the show.
I didn't jinx her. I put up a championship post. I said, don't make me change this post. Right?
Has she ever won a championship out there before?
I don't know.
Not the championship.
Does that mean there's two women now that have won a championship?
She's
the first one to win in the skid plates. First female.
I want to give Katie Baker a shout out. She tied Dennis Rock this last race for third in points, and her win was the tiebreaker.
No way.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Kaylee.
Let me tell you that, Kaylee, I've seen her struggle out there, but she's gotten through more close calls than anybody else I've seen out there. That girl can drive. So,
exactly.
You know, congrats on the finish.
That was really cool.
About that.
And that was another team that I just enjoyed watching them work on the car.
Right.
And then her boyfriend was Jeffrey Peterson was in the 41. I didn't even know it. I'm like, I got the picture of my car, and I'm like, well, when are you in?
Yeah.
And then he goes, the 41. And I'm like, okay, I got that.
Yeah, I got that. I take one of them.
Yeah.
Right now.
So sometimes I just don't know who's in the car.
Right.
I'm like, okay, there's somebody from out of town. I don't know who's in it. Right.
Yeah.
A different one. So
cool.
Hopefully he'll be racing more this next season, too. So get everybody out there.
One you had mentioned earlier, Caden Crouch, brought home the Bandolero.
And the best change of color scheme throughout the season. Thank you to the Crouches for taking that bland white car and then making it into the Mountain Dew wall trip. Awesome.
Cool.
For me to take it was so easy to take a picture of after they did the painting scheme. They just go by, I'm like, picture.
Easy.
Easy.
And how about Landon Gressler?
Oh, that kid is
perfect season.
Perfect season.
Really?
And that, did you guys see that race? That was one of the best races of the night.
No kidding.
So they come, they go around. I think it's the second lap, and the Sebastian comes up and they hit or something. So his hood comes off. So you saw how much faster Gressler was all season. Well, now take out the downforce off that front plate car. So they would take off, and he would kind of get away on the straightaway. And then as soon as he'd go into the corner, Sebastian would come up on it. And Sebastian wanted it. Sebastian did everything but spin him out. Cool. It was like that was – it was the coolest thing. And then when they got done, and I saw him later on that night, and they were laughing together. And
cool.
I said, you guys were the best race of the night. They really were. And they were like, we were having so much fun. And then Gressler goes, I was freezing. I love that. He's like, you know, 12 laps of – you know, no hood, and with just the air coming through.
We were in the driver's meeting, and Tim Richter was telling everybody that after the races were over, they're going to do the winner speech, and then at the end of the night, they'll do the champion speech so all the champions can come down. And they got us some champagne to spray and whatnot, and Landon raises his hand and says, do I get some champagne?
Open
his
mouth.
And they go, yeah, you do. And he goes,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that's awesome.
I feel bad because earlier in the season, one of the other photographers out there goes, oh, how old is he? And I'm like, I think he's 8. And then right after, like, not even like 10 seconds later, I'm 11 in junior high. I'm like, oh, my God.
He's a cool little kid.
Yeah.
I think he's moving up to outlaws.
Yeah, exactly. I think he's moving up to outlaws, as far as I know, but I'm not sure. I mean, he's light enough to race.
Yeah, right.
Exactly on the other one, but that was fun. That was an undefeated season, and all those kids are great.
It
know?
Is, yeah.
And
NAC Electric sponsored Levi Johnson this weekend, so we
had
a little backup bando. I guess you could say that we had a bando out
exactly.
there. So
it was
cool.
And I got all of them.
Yeah.
Sponsor Brando.
I might be in next year.
You might be in like 10.
You're asking the wrong people.
Exactly.
Cool. But and I just want to say, I finished the season tied in points with King Massey.
I was just saying that.
And because my name's first, I got the tiebreaker, right? I'm still first ahead of her, right? It says Ty, Rob Street, Caitlin Massarang.
I think that was it.
Well, luckily, she would have beat me, but she backed into the wall during practice on that last, and she didn't go race. And I'm like, yes!
I think Gary Cliff was wanting a shout out at his 27th place finish.
Oh, I made Gary look like he finished second.
He got his one race, and he says, "You guys make sure to talk about where I finished in fourth."
Yeah.
There you go. There's your shout out.
Right.
Hey, before we run out of time, again, you want to put out there the sponsors and the people that made it happen.
So sponsor wise, we've got, you know, our main sponsor, NAC Electric with Tom Clift. Thank you so much for everything that you've done with me. This was a special year, and it was all because of you that you made it happen. Then we got CSM Graphics with Steve Mall, makes the car look pretty. We've got Sigma Solutions with Joe Farre. Joe Farre, he's just, man, anything, if I need to use his tire machine, if he's a crew guy, I mean, he's just got open hands, open arms. He's awesome as well. McGonagall Engines, they weren't necessarily a sponsor, but
they gave you good power plant.
Yeah, very good. I made friends with a motor builder before I owned a motor, and he was the one motor builder I've ever met in my life that told me that he wasn't the best. Every time you meet a motor builder, they're all the best.
They're all the greatest. Yeah, we make the best.
I met Leonard Wood, and I believe him.
cool.
But I'm going to go and just learn it. Howe Chassis. We've got Beasley Family Wet Tech. Rod Beasley, he towed my car out a couple times and helped out whenever he could. Vegas Machine, he cut some axles for me, Howard.
Yep.
Name
you don't hear too much out there lately, like in the past. Mm-hmm. Howard used to be out there with Vegas Machine a long time ago, all the time. So it's good to hear that name again.
Dana Stahl was also a big help to getting this piece. We went with this direction of chassis builder because of Dana Stahl. He just basically gave me everything at his cost. I got a brand new chassis for like $1,000-$1,500.
Wow.
It cost more to ship it to me than it did to buy it.
That's a brand new chassis.
So Dana Stahl, he helped us out a ton. And then Speed Vegas Cars and Coffee was my old boss, Darren. And I didn't even ask him when we first brought the car out. he just wrote me a check, said, here, can this help? You know, and I just thought that was one of the coolest things. If you don't have to ask, if somebody just gives it to you, just.
Absolutely.
So I just carried it on there the whole year, just like a thank you type thing. I think that's just about it. And if I missed anybody there,
I just want to say, I was looking at your Speed Vegas jacket, and I'd really like one of these Speed Vegas.
extra large.
They do got a zipper in the.
They really like these because
those are nice.
$100 retail, and then it's like $50 for.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm like, well, you know you like it.
What if you know an employee?
I'll give you this one and give another
for sale.
We take for half. But if anything, too, I want to thank you, Rob, as well. You're always out there taking photos for all the racers, out of the kindness of your heart, type of thing. The racetrack's done a good job at chasing guys off like you.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you. Let alone, you know, I had some special requests myself, and you were there.
Yeah.
You didn't say no, nothing. You know, so thank you for capturing all those moments.
That's what I'm out there to do, is capture the moments. And
you don't realize them as a kid, especially, mm-hmm. I mean, 32 years old. I didn't realize it until the next morning when I got to see all these photos, and I just thought, man, right on. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'll get to live that forever.
Yeah, exactly. And
I
that's what I'm
for. I'll be 45 screaming.
And,
I'm the
just like you, and just like you guys, I use the bullring to learn. When I do the big track, I use the bullring with that lighting out there. I just get better, you know, like I'm still learning, you know. I try different settings, and sometimes they work, sometimes they don't, you know, just like you're setting up your car. I'm setting up different things, how the thing, you know, if I use this speed, this IO, IS setting,
right.
How does it come out? Well, that look like crap, but it might look like crap at the bullring, but with a big stadium lights, that worked, and then I'll do the opposite. So I'll come back, and then I'll try it at the bowling. I go,
right.
Oh, I need better light. And then I was like, I think they put new lights in turn three. Nobody's going to notice that but me. I'm
right.
Like, man, that's brighter up there because that setting didn't work last time.
Yeah. I'd also like to thank all you on Wheels Now guys.
Well, we appreciate
it. It's really
thank
cool
you.
That what you guys do here, let alone get all the racers on and make us feel like somebody.
So, well, you know, and that's what we're here for, is for you guys. And, you know, we experience racing ourselves out at different tracks and stuff like that, and we appreciate you coming on and talking about your team, your sponsors. That's all about getting the local racing voice out there,
right?
You know?
And,
so
and
we
especially here
it.
In
Thank
Vegas
you.
And on this West Coast, there's
not
many of you guys that,
mm-hmm.
that want to do this. So yeah, I try to tell anybody and everybody to listen in when you can, you know, support it as much as
we
possible.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You made me a listener. I'm sorry, but I haven't been a driver in the last 6 years, so I didn't know this show existed.
Right?
I was just a crew guy.
You know, even back in the day, they dabbled with some shows in the past, and I didn't even know for 2 or 3 years that they had one until, like yourself, like, wow, there's a show out there, you know, and that same thing. You just sometimes you don't know, but hey, that's why we try to get longevity, so when they do find out, we're here,
right? Exactly.
And we'll still be here. So.
Yep.
Because thanks to guys like
my
yourself.
Whole team as well. They're all listeners.
And we're sorry we don't always talk about what everybody individually wants.
Yeah.
We can't please everybody, and you know, hey.
And we'll try.
We'll try, so thanks. You know,
it's hard to fit everything in 1 hour. It
sure
really
is.
You know, you come in, you have a guest, you got to spend, you know, on that.
Absolutely.
And then we're getting all kinds of messages, you know.
But then, yeah, 2 minutes left, but thanks again for telling
thank
us that.
Yeah.
So, but also, go ahead.
How about the Lucas Oil Modifieds?
Yeah,
my
brother.
Yeah,
my
brother.
Yeah.
He brought
home the win.
He brought home the win.
Yeah.
Madeira?
Yeah.
Madeira.
I think he led wire to wire, too.
Wow.
Did he
lead
wire to wire?
No.
I was told he started out.
I just thought.
Took the lead and.
Yeah. Now, I just saw it on a website. I was like,
that's cool.
As a matter of
fact, one cool thing about winning the championship on my end of this year, Justin won it the last 2 years in a row.
Oh,
that's
there you go.
You get
to carry it
on. The last 3 years has been in our family.
Oh, that's right.
So it's pretty cool.
Hey, sorry we're out of time. Again, thank you, Jimmy Parker Jr. We're looking forward to you next year, so keep us informed, and we'll get it out there, and we
after
appreciate it.
After you win
it.
The Open Comp, you coming in?
Yes, sir.
All right. There's your good luck, so hey, appreciate it. Thanks, Rob and Justin, for being here also, and live here next Tuesday at 6 p.m. at onwheelsnow.com. Thanks again. Next week, we got Vinny Ricci Jr. And Senior coming in, and some other guys. So
I'll try to be out here. I'll try to make it out here. I'm always rushing.
Thanks again. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for coming in, Jimmy.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening.